This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, God.
Makes perfect sense.
Oh, man.
It really does. All right. If you haven't yet seen the embarrassing... We have to at some point. This is not just a tactic to go make you watch the video at facebook.com/RiseGuys, X at the Rise Guys, YouTube at the Rise Guys, facebook.com/RiseGuys. Pretty much most of those.
She had a big stripe on her head.
She had a stripe on her head.
It had a chunk in it, too.
She had a mustache and a soul patch. You just got to go watch it. But watch the first 10 seconds and listen to her sighing. Like, as she's waiting for this punishment to begin. It was creepy and sexy at the same time.
She had like she never had a farm facial before.
Well, no, I haven't. Have you?
This lady on line one says she gets them every day. It's the burn lover. Her and her hearse.
The burn. Oh,
the burn.
Horse,
the
burn. Horse blinker on the burn.
You ready to spin that wheel and make a deal?
Let's do it. Let's see who's going to go up first.
Oh, we got real sound effects. Mm-hmm. It's a real wheel. It's just one of those they use like on randomizers on the internet.
Oh.
God bless America. Son of a gun.
And look, it was right there in the middle, too. Madman's going up first.
F. Lee Bailey.
I got to notate this.
Oh. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I'll be the...
We have to have some integrity.
Mattician.
Here. All right, let's take you off of here. And let's go with spin numero el dos.
Let's bet on who's going to be next.
Oh, what are the odds?
I'm going to say Fat Boy's next.
I'm going to take me at minus 150.
Okay, I'm going to take you. Pick them.
This is off my luck.
Wow, what? Wow, Paige, you're next.
Oh, Paige got a second pick.
All right, Fatboy's last. Son of a gun. There's two of these. I don't seek out any help.
Nope.
I don't. Have I in the past?
I'm just going off
my mileage. I made them sign cease and desist.
Of course you did.
I will not say.
Let's start off. No Gamecocks this week. They are off.
No Cocks.
Taking a bye week. I think Lenora Sellers has an autograph appearance somewhere. Maybe in the upstate. I don't know. Stanford and Clemson.
If it doesn't rain it out.
Yeah, really. There are other players too, but I mean, Lenoris is the one you want to see, right? Oh, yeah. Look, hoping he's injury free from the foreseeable future. He could build some value. Big kid, big.
Really big kid. Doesn't talk as funny as Xavier did.
It was supposed to be, well, still homecoming. No Tigerama festivities tonight. That's been postponed.
Aww.
Stanford at Clemson. Clemson minus 21.5.
Is it always been a thing to make the homecoming game a usual definite win?
I mean, that's what everybody tries to schedule.
Right.
But Stanford's decent.
Oh, I was going to say, but usually the easiest win of the season used to be game one every year.
Oh, yeah, you FCS or whatever you schedule. Citadel or whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be tricky.
It's going to be tricky because of the weather and all that.
Oh, it's supposed to be clear.
Are we clear?
Supposed to be.
It's going to be muddy, though.
Yeah, it could be.
That's like people were bitching on X about Tepper making the players practice yesterday in that really bad rain they were getting in Charlotte.
Well, they got that bubble facility, right?
But also, if the rain's in the game, they should kind of know what it's like to play in rainy situations. Right?
Yeah, you just don't want to risk injury at practice.
Ball? No, that's true. But
Tepper could have finished that facility on his own dime and, you know, wouldn't have been an issue.
Boy, oh boy. You know what? I'm going, give me Stanford on that one. That's 3+ touch. That 0.5 is the differential for me. So I'm going Stanford with those points. Paige, who would you like?
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of points. Stanford's a good school. I'll go for Stanford.
They look pretty tough against Syracuse. I mean,
great school.
It took a last-second field goal to beat them, but that was a good game. I said last week I'm not picking against them again because I already picked against them 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And they showed me that
really good.
I shouldn't do that. Really good. Scoring the points, covering the spread.
There's
going Tigers.
A lot of really good players on that Clemson team. I mean, Moffa's going to be a pimp. He already is.
Phil Doe.
What's up, Phil?
The Moffa Mafia.
Antonio.
Let's go Louisville. Williams. Well, yeah.
Williams.
God. He doesn't fumble that return against Carolina. You don't win that game that year.
Oh, no.
We would have gotten field goal range and beat you. I went out to see Spencer Rattler smoking cigars in the locker room.
What's he smoking in New Orleans, I wonder?
Louisville at Notre Dame. Notre Dame -6.5 at home. I think it's at home at least.
Yep.
Might be. They got a lot of neutral site games.
Yeah, what is that about? Why would they not want to have home games? Is their stadium falling apart?
That's the brand, man. There are Notre Dame grads everywhere, so they want to take the show on the road.
Oh, well, kind of makes sense.
That's the biggest moneymaker in college football.
Sticking to the rule on that. Home team, less than 7, Fighting Irish, please, and thank you. Paige, who would you like?
I think I'll take Notre Dame.
Notre? Fat boy, you going to do it for Rudy?
No, man.
My goodness.
I think I'm going to go Louisville because...
You're doing it for Jim Cornette?
They look a little better on defense. Oh, yeah, for Corny. Notre Dame, I think, still struggles. So they might win. I don't think they'll cover that 6.5. So I'm going to go Cardinals.
Isn't that where Bu Collins went?
Yeah, he's in Notre Dame now, yeah.
What's up, Buck?
Jump ship.
Bu.
No good luck to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma State at Kansas State. The alma mater of a one at Mr. Hughes. Back during the Big 8. Kansas State -5.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, I know very little about either, but sticking to the home team. Less than a touchdown. Give me Kansas State, KSU. Paige, who you want?
I'll take Kansas.
So you're picking mine exactly. I mean,
yeah, so far.
What makes you think that, Matt? Man,
because you just have the last three.
Just wait. I'm going
to
change.
I'm trying to, because I think Fatboy's playing odds here.
He is.
As far as this goes. Fatboy?
If you're a degenerate gambler like myself, you want to throw this one in a teaser. I don't know why Oklahoma State's not favored.
Whoa.
I'm taking them. They're going to win that straight up. Definitely cover the 5 at least.
Damn it.
Going Pokes.
Let you pick first this time, just for fun.
Georgia at Alabama. This is a big one.
Really big.
It's a night game, too. Dang it.
Ooh.
Georgia -2.
Why do you say dang it?
Because Clemson plays a half hour later.
Oh.
Like, I wanted to watch this one before the Clemson game.
Can you split screen? I mean, do you?
Yeah. But
watch two at the same time?
Four.
Four?
Oh, pick. Jesus.
At least I can't figure out how to pick them. I got YouTube television.
I do, too. I know how you can pick two of them. You have to hold the one down and push over to the right. But I can't figure... The other two, I think, are all random.
I may have to be just stuck with four.
But why can't you also watch, like, the Jeffersons as well? Or
Oh, my gosh, that's annoying.
You want to keep it on the Weather Channel and see what Capetto or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Cantore?
Yeah. Capetta.
I want to watch Happy Days and then the football game.
Right. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Give me Roll Tide. Give me Bama. I know, I mean, Paige, I know we shouldn't have to. But.
No, we're going Uga all the way. Georgia's my team.
I'm going to take Georgia because I think Nick Saban's the big difference. And I think Bama's about to have a fall off. You'll see it in recruiting, and then you'll see it on the field too. So they're just not going to get these guys anymore. I'm going Dogs.
God, we are so separated. Like, this is...
Saban really was the difference. I mean, both teams have the talent, but... DeBoner might end up being a good coach. We don't know.
Doesn't he have the look, though, that in the future there's going to be so, like, dirty history?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jimbo Fisher alluded to it, like, you know.
Like, so, like, it's not...
As far as Saban goes.
Not like P. Diddy, but no, just, like, stuff.
Just far as, like, you know...
He just looks guilty of stuff.
Like,
bad
business dealings and kind of stuff like that. But you know what? With the age of the nil, teams are... That's why I keep meaning to do this. I couldn't get to in sports. Woj from ESPN, the NBA insider.
Yeah.
He went to St. Bonaventure to take a job as a general manager. That's what colleges are starting to do now. They're hiring general managers to oversee nil money contracts.
Well, who was the one coach the other day after the presser, after the game? He's like, listen, we're looking for new guys in the portal. Come here, and one of our nil deals is with this chicken wing place. And if you play football here, you get free wings the entire as much as you want. He was saying this so blatant. I mean, it is what it is, but like, you're gonna pick where you could go to college if you get free chicken wings.
I can't remember. I did
see don't answer that on the text line 72341 on text and drive.
I can't remember who it was, but you know, UNLV's quarterback, he quit. He said he didn't get the nil he was promised, so he's not gonna play anymore.
Do you get to eat at Dabo's restaurant for free?
I should now.
Yeah,
not you, the player.
You should.
They'd go belly up, literally.
So how many?
Like, oh no, he's back.
How many players are going to start doing what Matthew Sluka did?
Put the close sign up. Here comes Ellenberg again. Okay.
Lock the door. Bar the door.
He's gonna get all the scrimps. Yeah, he quit because he said, "Look, I'm not getting the nil I was promised, so I'm not going to play."
Yeah.
Saints at Falcons. Falcons minus 2.5. Falcons getting a lot of home games. They're at home against the Saints. They're home Thursday night against the Bucks coming up.
Yeah. Paige, who would you like?
Maybe take advantage.
I think I'll take the...
Damn it. I go first. My bad.
Birds.
Well, let's hear what you were going to say.
Birds.
Okay. Well, she went in anyway. That is what I was going to say as well.
Okay.
The dirds. The dirty
birds. I don't like the Saints. Sorry.
Wow. Now you say that.
Huh? I'm going to go Falcons, too. The Saints look like they had the best offense in the NFL through 2 weeks, and it kind of trailed off. So that we might finally see who the Saints are.
They played dirty against the 49ers, so ever since then.
Spell Falcons with a U, right?
No.
P-H-A-L.
Shout out for you, Falcons fan.
X-Y-Z-Z-U-N-Z.
Remember, Falcons fan always used to call, why y'all never pit a Falcon?
Right, but when he texted in, he called it the Flackens.
The Flackens.
Oh, we got two more. These are biggies.
Ooh.
Bengals at the Panthers. Bengals minus 4.5 on the road.
Man.
That's a hard one.
There's not a lot of bright spots right now for the Panthers. Like Bryce Young, what would have been already? I feel like everyone's saying what might have been.
They looked good with Red Rifle last week.
Well, and then you got Xavier as the backup. So the future does, I mean, right now it looks like hell. Down the road, it looks like it'd be something, but that's down the road. Give me Cincinnati.
Andy Dalton was the only quarterback in the league so far this year to throw for 3 touchdowns to 300-plus yards. You want the Bengals?
Yes, please. Paige, who would you like?
I'm going to take Panthers.
Oh, yes. The Bengals cannot go to 0-4.
Uh-oh. Power just went out.
We're
still on the air, and the lights are on the computers, but all the other lights just went out. I love you, God.
If the Bengals go to 0-4, they're done. I mean, they're done for the year, and they got some struggles. I don't think they're going to lose this game. I think they'll cover the 4.5 to win by a touchdown, so I'm going Burrow and the Bengals.
I'm doing a quick video right now.
God, they need it.
Mm. We are literally... Power just went out, and we're only sitting here by the lights of the computers. Look at Fat Boy.
On the board.
On the board.
Do I look spooky like for Halloween?
Well, let me turn the lights on. It'd be worse. You're going to freaking
die. Don't hurt yourself now.
I can't do spooky boys. All right, we got one more.
You'd be the person that would really die being in a haunted house. He choked to death.
You want a teaser? You want a hot tip teaser?
Yeah.
I already told you to put the Oklahoma State and Kansas State in the teaser.
Yeah.
Take Oklahoma State to cover that +5. Here's another one for you.
What?
Bills at Ravens.
Yeah, but who did you pick in Cincinnati and Panthers?
I picked the Bengals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Bills at Ravens. Ravens -2.5. This is the other one you want to throw in.
What do you mean?
I'll just tell you straight up.
I'm probably, depending on who they're playing, but likely going to go with the Ravens the rest of the season. They have bright spots that just haven't shown themselves yet. Why, were you going to say the Bills are definitely going to win?
The Bills are the best team in football, I think, right now. And they're not even favored on the road in this game. I'm thinking teaser all day, Bills are definitely going to win and cover.
Wow. Okay. Well, can I change my pick now?
I'll
stick with it. Paige, you've got the Ravens, you've got the Bills.
I'll take the Bills.
All right.
I mean, the Bills are, look.
Probably a good pick.
Josh Allen's having an MVP-type season already. They're scoring a ton of points. They look pretty good on defense. Now, they're giving Lamar Jackson the home field advantage there by himself. But the Bills might have a better team now than they've had in the past 3 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Even getting rid of some of those guys, like Diggs being gone, might actually help them. We're locked in, though. We're good.
Okay.
Tease those Bills, man. They're going to win. -2.5 Ravens. The hell's wrong with Vegas? This is what Vegas does to try to trick you.
Because they know what I know, that the Ravens are going to make something happen.
They could.
You
never know with the NFL.
Okay.
Check that out.
Entertainment purposes. Yeah, all the lights. She just opened the door. Like, everything. Like, it's scary out there right now.
The only
thing out in the hallways is the fire exit sign or whatever. And it's like liminal spaces kind of feeling out there.
Yeah, don't get complacent on me now. Yeah.
Hey, if Mad World's not open, you can come here and we'll lead you through the hallways for $10. And the Fat Boy, you'll go into the bathroom. He's in the corner stall. We'll open the door. He won't have to say a word. You'll still be scared.
They'll get you. You just have to take a deep breath when
smells
you walk
like
in.
Death in here. All right. We will take a break. We will come back. We'll continue to follow the weather for you because we are live. We're in studio. We're not pre-taped. We didn't tape these yesterday,
mm-mm,
and we're not doing this from home. We here, by God. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, if you, let's think of a way that we'll know this. Off the top of your head, Fat Boy, a word that's not dirty. Any word.
Oh, balls?
Balls.
I mean, it's not.
Okay.
It's really not dirty.
We can.
Do you want another one? Hat?
Okay. If you're listening live right now, it'd be interesting. If you're listening live right now on the live stream, just a little test here, text hat to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. And then we will know that you're there. And thank you for that. And then we'll count them and come back and tell you. Obviously, not every one of you will, but I'd love to announce like a head count of how many people are listening right now.
It would be nice, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if it's low, I won't try as hard. No, I'm kidding. If just one, if we see just one hat text,
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. That's
but you want more.
We do.
It takes at least one.
But I want y'all safe more than anything, because let's be honest here. Our future is based on more people being alive listening to the show.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Does that sound selfish? Yes. But true. And also, we want you to be okay, too.
Looking out for you.
That's right. We're looking out. Be careful out there. Text in 7234-1, the word hat. All right, here we go now. Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
MVP Paige.
Oh, all right. So let's get the list of the inductees.
Yes, Faith.
Possible inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, if you get a ball bat, I know what I'm going to write on the knob of it. You'd be the Billy Ripken of radio.
Uh-huh.
You'd be S-Face.
Oh, boy. Thank you for that.
That's a Batman villain, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Boy Wonder, look, it's the S-Face coming after us.
He's going to get us.
Nashville Terror.
Shoo, Bruce. It stinks. Quit calling me Bruce. I'm Batman right now.
What's his superpower? He's going to rub his face against us.
So here's the list, the highest honor in the rock and roll categories. Possible inductees announced. Mary J. Blige, Cher, the Dave Matthews Band.
Mary J.
Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, A Tribe Called Quest.
Well,
you only got two of those left.
Broken record time. Let's call it the Music Hall of Fame. Just like, here's the reason I would say that. Mary J. Blige doesn't probably want to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because she's like, I'm not rock and roll.
Yeah,
but at the same time, the whole facade of being a rock star moved on to people that were not rock stars anymore. It became like a blanket statement.
It is. I mean, it's just, it is the Hall of Fame now. You can't, I don't
just
like.
Just call it Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, just don't have all these offshoots, you know, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, or I mean, they kind of are, like, you know, Source Awards. And
is being a member of the Opry is not being a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, but is there a Country Music Hall of Fame?
Pretty sure there is.
There is?
Let me look and see.
Because I mean, I know that just you're invited to be a member of the Opry. It's not like you have to. There's young members of it. Like, I think Fatboy's favorite, Co Wetzel, I think, is a member of the Opry.
But you got to pay your dues, right? Then they let you in?
I think it's like it's almost like a out in the secret society.
Do you want to guess where the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is?
Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I guess they do.
Let's see.
Is it near the Ryman? I know the Johnny Cash Museum is near the Ryman, but it used to be bigger, and then they sold part of it to Patsy Cline's family. She got the top part of it. I'm like, I mean.
Oh, so
Johnny is whole. Give him a whole street.
So the class of 2024 for the Country Music Hall of Fame will be John Anderson,
Swangin',
James Burton, and Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah, he should be first ballot.
I don't know James Burton, but
he was reading Rainbow, correct?
Man, I like John Anderson I like him a lot, but Hall of Fame?
Oh God, yeah, Seminole Wind, Swangin'.
Yeah, I know you had Straight Tequila Night. And,
oh yeah.
I mean, but if you look at Toby Keith, had a ton of hits.
Also, yeah, but is
I want him to go in.
In sports, it's you have to be retired for 5 years, or is that just Major League Baseball?
It's that with the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay,
it might be in general.
In wrestling, it's not. They should have put Bray in last year. To do it now is like, yeah, put him in.
Yeah.
Hey, he passed away real young. He was on top of his game. He was. Remember The Fiend with the lantern? Remember when we recreated that? Yeah.
I mean, this has been around a long time. Chet Atkins was inducted in 73.
Dang.
Gene Autry in 69. I mean, it's been a thing forever.
They let Porter Wagoner in it?
Might you know what?
Rules against that.
Mm. I can look alphabetically. I'm sure he's in. He's got to be, right? Yeah, he was inducted in 2002.
Well, the ceremony streams live on Disney Plus on October 19th. So it's coming up pretty soon.
God, it used to be an HBO signature thing. It was always HBO you had to watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was. And they would just chop it up so you can just see the music.
I would like to watch the Country Music Hall of Fame, especially if they show the old legends sitting out there. Like, I want to see if Marty Stewart can stand up in those tight-ass jeans.
Oh, man. Does he have the old seams that they used to iron?
Did Conway Twitty live long enough to see Marty Stewart's tight-fitting jeans?
So
got hair like a woman.
Speaking of Disney Plus is officially cracking down on password sharing this week. And they'll let you add one new member to your account. It costs an additional $6.99 a month for Disney Plus Basic, and then $9.99 for Disney Plus Premium.
What is the difference between Plus Premium?
I think it's not ads. They started to introduce ads on some of these.
Oh, okay.
I know, because I watched Doogie Howser on there, and it have an ad sometimes.
You've called him Dookie for years.
I think it's just on the brain now because of what we just did.
Well, it was on her face earlier.
Oh, it never ends.
Kind of, sort of.
Poo-face. How the hell is Alison Krauss?
Literally poo face today.
She's
not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay, wow, really not? That's kind of shocking.
Ann Murray's not in? She's not country as well, man.
Well, she was during that genre of, it was a time when you had to be put into it.
How long
genre.
Has that been in effect, though, the Country Hall of Fame?
Oh, years.
72?
Like, yeah. Well, even before that. But, I mean, Ann Murray as well.
What about, Snowbirds? Who was the lady that was blind? And she, somebody knocking. Oh, who could? No, that was Ann Murray. There was a blind country music lady singer.
Oh.
Real popular in the 80s.
I can't think of who it is.
You know, you remember that at all, though?
Blake Shelton's not in.
No, he's a woman. I'm not a woman.
He was eligible since 2020. He's not in.
Blind.
You better put me in that damn Hall of Fame.
He's got plenty of attention now. He doesn't need that. Let's see. Terry Gibbs. That was her name. That was her. Somebody's knocking. Oh, Lord, who could it be? Lord, it's the devil. Oh, look at him. But she was blind.
I forgot about her. The chicks aren't in. Dude, Clint Black's not in.
Is Ronnie Millsap in there? The pride of Robbinsville, North Carolina, for God's sakes? There's a stranger in his house. All these people. She was blind. The devil was at her door. There was a stranger in his house. Who was it? He didn't know.
It's pretty scary.
Who the hell decides who gets in? Because Dwight Yoakam's not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Well, he...
Nor is Eddie Rabbit.
He did something to piss somebody off years ago. He never got CMA nominations or anything. That was one of the memes, like... This guy's never received any nominations. This woman's gotten two, and it was him standing there with Beyonce.
Dude, Faith Hill's not in the Hall of Fame? This is...
I'm a thousand nowhere. He wears tight jeans, too.
You want to know the top dating trends and some new terms?
You're falling asleep right now, aren't you?
No.
What was in that stuff?
So do you know what yap trapping is? When someone just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask any questions. 49% of singles have dated a yap trapper before. That's basically going out with someone, just they talk about everything about themselves, brag about, oh, you know, I got a car, I make so much money, and never say, so tell me about yourself, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite of that. You're probably listening to the show saying, yeah, right. But really, when it comes to getting to know, I put all the attention on them. Like new people that I meet or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I look at it as almost like an interview, like a guest on the show. Like, mm-hmm. So tell me about you. Like, you seem boring. I'm going to make you interesting. There's something in there. It's going to be.
Just let them shine a little.
Yeah.
What about freak matching? Connecting with someone over shared quirks or general weirdness. 39%.
Like Diddy would be into.
How would you approach that? Like, hey, I'm into this. Hey. Are you into this?
Yeah.
You're in right, stud. I am.
Hey, stud. I'm in all kind of fun stuff.
Here's another term. Grim keeping. Bonding with someone over your darker side or shared dislikes. 28% have bonded over a mutual hatred.
It's called
before.
Malicious, isn't it?
Who do you hate?
That's usually falling to those by accident, right?
Well, that's a term that is now demonized like crazy, like a militia.
I thought this was a gun club.
Militia doesn't always mean a bad thing. I mean, you look back at American history, militias, we wouldn't be here today without them.
But ever since Ruby Ridge, you know, it kind of took a turn. And that's what people consider it now. It's either a militia or a cult. It's a cult if they're unarmed.
Or if it's just somebody like the dude the other day that made his teeth out of deer. Remember? He was just living off the grid.
Francis Wharton.
He didn't want to be part of society, but people said, oh, he lives on his own off the grid. He must be planning to be this town. B-O-M-B.
The only thing I remember.
I can't spell, so I can say.
And then Paige made the great joke.
He had buck teeth.
See, I know.
Look at that.
This is the most simple thing. It was right there, and we moved past it.
So here's another term, being smutting. That means when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life. So 33% of these daters, no smutting. S-U-M.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
It does.
33% have done it, and 40% of women and 28% of men have done that.
Matt, man, did Terry Gibbs and Ronnie Millsap go on tour together? No, of course not. Who would have drove?
And the last term is sticking, and that's pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial you don't like about that person. 36% have done that.
So why would you go after him? Like, I don't like this, but...
You are the guy who told me...
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing here, correct me, but you said your standards are too high. You should just settle. What I was talking about, I'm not really finding anything I want to do.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been around a long time. Chet Atkins was inducted in 73.
Dang.
Gene Autry in 69. I mean, it's been a thing forever.
They let Porter Wagoner in it?
Might, you know,
be rules
what?
Against that.
I can look alphabetically. I'm sure he's in. He's got to be, right? Yeah, he was inducted in 2002.
Well, the ceremony streams live on Disney Plus on October 19th, so it's coming up pretty soon.
God, it used to be an HBO signature thing. It was always HBO. You had to watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fames.
Yeah, it was. And they would just chop it up so you can just see the music.
I would like to watch the Country Music Hall of Fame, especially if they show the old legends sitting out there. Like, I want to see if Marty Stewart can stand up in those tight-ass jeans.
Oh, man. Does he have the old seams that they used to iron?
Did Conway Twitty live long enough to see Marty Stewart's tight-fitting jeans?
Ooh. So,
got hair like a woman.
Speaking of Disney Plus is officially cracking down on password sharing this week. And they'll let you add one new member to your account. It costs an additional $6.99 a month for Disney Plus Basic, and then $9.99 for Disney Plus Premium.
What's the what is the difference between Plus Premium?
I think it's not ads. They started to introduce ads on some of these.
Oh, okay.
I know, because I watched Doogie Howser on there, and it have an Doogie. Ad sometimes.
You've called him Dookie for years.
I think it's just on the brain now because of what we just did.
Well, it was on her face earlier.
Oh, it never ends.
Kind of, sort of.
How the hell is Alison Krauss?
Literally poo face today.
She's
not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay, wow, really not. That's kind of shocking.
Ann Murray's not in? She's not country, I guess. Well, man.
Well, she was during that genre. It was a time when you had to be put into it.
How long
genre.
Has that been in effect, though, the Country Hall of Fame?
Oh, years.
72?
Like, yeah. Well, even before that. But, I mean, Ann Murray as well.
What about Snowbirds? Who was the lady that was blind? And she, somebody knocking. Oh, who could? No, that was Ann Murray. There was a blind country music lady singer.
Oh.
Real popular in the 80s.
I can't think of who it is.
You know, you remember that at all, though?
Blake Shelton's not in.
No, he's a woman. I'm not a woman.
He was eligible since 2020. He's not in.
Blind.
You better put me in that damn Hall of Fame.
He's got plenty of attention now. He doesn't need that. Let's see. Terry Gibbs. That was her name. That was her. Somebody's knocking. Oh, Lord, who could it be? Lord, it's the devil. Oh, look at him. But she was blind.
I forgot about her. The chicks aren't in. Dude, Clint Black's not in.
Is Ronnie Millsap in there? The pride of Robbinsville, North Carolina, for God's sakes? There's a stranger in his house. All these people. She was blind. The devil was at her door. There was a stranger in his house. Who was it? He didn't know.
It's pretty scary.
Who the hell decides who gets in? Because Dwight Yoakam's not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Well, he...
Nor is Eddie Rabbit.
He did something to piss somebody off years ago. He never got CMA nominations or anything. That was one of the memes, like... this guy's never received any nominations. This woman's gotten two, and it was him standing there with Beyonce.
Dude, Faith Hill's not in the Hall of Fame? This is...
I'm a thousand miles nowhere. He wears tight jeans, too.
You want to know the top dating trends and some new terms?
You're falling asleep right now, aren't you?
No.
What was in that stuff?
So do you know what yap trapping is? It's when someone just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask any questions. 49% of singles have dated a yap trapper before. That's basically going out with someone, just they talk about everything about themselves, brag about, oh, you know, I got a car, that makes so much money, and never say, so tell me about yourself, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite of that. You're probably listening to the show saying, yeah, right, but really, when it comes to getting to know, I put all the attention on them, like new people that I meet or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I look at it as almost like an interview, like a guest on the show. Like, mm-hmm. So tell me about you. Like, you seem boring. I'm going to make you interesting. There's something in there. It's going to be.
Let them shine a little.
Yeah.
What about freak matching? Connecting with someone over shared quirks or general weirdness. 39%.
Like Diddy would be into.
How would you approach that? Like, hey, I'm into this. Are you into this?
Yeah.
You're in right, stud. I am.
Hey, stud. I'm in all kind of fun stuff.
Here's another term. Grim keeping. Bonding with someone over your darker side or shared dislikes. 28% have bonded over a mutual hatred.
It's called malicious, isn't it?
Who do you hate?
That's usually falling to those by accident, right?
Well, that's a term that is now demonized like crazy. Like a militia.
I thought this was a gun club.
Militia doesn't always mean a bad thing. I mean, you look back at American history, militias, we wouldn't be here today without them.
But ever since Ruby Ridge, you know, it kind of took a turn, and that's what people consider it now. It's either a militia or a cult. It's a cult if they're unarmed.
Or if it's just somebody like the dude the other day that made his teeth out of deer, remember? He was just living off the grid.
Francis Wharton.
He didn't want to be part of society, but people said, oh, he lives on his own, off the grid. He must be planning to be this town. B-O-M-B.
The only thing I remember...
I can't spell, so I can say it.
And then Paige made the great joke.
He had buck teeth.
See, I know.
Look at that.
This is the most simple thing. Was right there, and we moved past it.
So here's another term, being smutting. That means when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life. So 33% of these daters know smutting. S-U-M.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
It does.
33% have done it, and 40% of women and 28% of men have done that.
Matt, man, did Terry Gibbs and Ronnie Millsap go on tour together? No, of course not. Who would have drove?
And the last term is sticking, and that's pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial you don't like about that person. 36% have done that.
So why would you go after him? Like, I don't like this, but...
You are the guy who told me...
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing here, correct me, but you said your standards are too high. You should just settle. What I was talking about, I'm not really finding anything one day.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is...
Yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.